Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I don't know when this practice started, but, you know, you get to the end of December and people start reminiscing about the past year and they kind of label things. And if I had to pick a couple of words maybe to describe your first half, I think the first one that comes to my mind would be inconsistent, and you've certainly made strides on that in that regard. Another one would be resilient. Didn't seem like you guys ever thought you were out of a game. We'll start with inconsistent. As a coach, do you agree you've made some strides, and are you okay with those strides that you made?
I think so, Schultz, and I think you're spot on your assessment right there. And we were inconsistent, and we don't want to be inconsistent. And just take a look at the scores, that'll tell you that. And but we were resilient. You can take a look at some of those games when you're down 2-3 goals and you're having late comebacks, that does show resiliency. But you're only going to be so resilient throughout the year, so you better make sure you gain consistency, which was the other term that you said right there with the inconsistency part. And because again, it's not going to happen more than 2-3 times. Again, it's already happened twice. I don't want to roll the dice again, I guess, is the best way of putting it.
Yeah. As a coach, do you ever truly completely fix something?
Well, I think you can, and a lot of that is chemistry. A lot of that thing is success, and a lot of that is just experience throughout the season. And nobody goes through a season without any adversity. Nobody does. We all go through issues. We have tough times, and then we have good times. The only thing is some teams obviously have, they have more inconsistency. More times are inconsistent. More weeks. Could be 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. It could be 2 months. And then there's times where you are playing well. I always say there's 1/3 of the season you're playing well. You've heard it a million times. 1/3 of the season you're not playing well, and 1/3 you're trying to figure out who you are. But again, it's a coin flip. And the bottom line is, though, I still think there's a difference between those three components and consistency and inconsistency.
You look at your successes of late, and certainly some guys that I think you were counting on production, Carter Jones, Kyle Loft, and Eric Martin, they've carried the load for you as of late, haven't they?
Well, of course, and they need to. And, they have the experience. They got the games on their side. We're leaning on them. We're giving them the minutes. So, they have to come through sometimes, but they're not going to come through all the time. And when they don't come through, we have to have somebody else step to the plate, including younger guys. And, everybody has to contribute. It has to be a collective effort. If you're sitting there relying, the old adage, one player that doesn't make a team, it's the truth. It's a collective effort. It's a group. And mostly in this sport. The only person who at times can win you games is the goaltender, as we know. And but everybody else, it doesn't matter. Those five guys are going against five other guys, and there's physicality. There's a lot of things you can do to neutralize somebody. So you have to do it collectively, and I think at times we haven't probably done it collectively.
I think all fans would. It just comes naturally. They know the players utilize that break. They hit a reset button. They rest up their body and their mind for the second half. What do the coaches do over the break?
Well, I think it's the same thing. I never totally get away from it, but I don't totally get away from it, but I get away from it. And it's always on my mind, but it's not, you're not consumed with it. That's probably the best way of putting it. You're not consumed with it. And but there's a lot of things that you're thinking about. There's things that you want to tweak. There's things that you'll really like, and you want to make sure, again, that you stress it, you emphasize it. So there's a lot of things that go on. But it's interesting when you're going to wake up in the morning and you don't have to worry about a practice for a couple of days or worry about winning a game. And that's great for the players. It's great for the coaches, because that is the reset that you need.
There's a lot of great high school hockey tournaments around this time of year. How much recruiting do you guys get done this time of year too?
Well, there's a lot. Obviously two of my staff, they're not here tonight, and December is a lot of tournaments, and there's a lot of things going on. So the bottom line is the backbone of your program is recruiting, and that's where they're at right now.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, Espoo Finland is certainly getting front and center stage this weekend. Jiri Väisänen's from there. Both Miettinen's are from there, from St. Cloud. I find it interesting that Viti Miettinen, the oldest one, he played his junior hockey in Sweden. Jiri went to the North American League. Werner played in Fargo in the USHL. How much of the international recruiting that you guys get now is, you don't even have to go international because they're coming here to play junior hockey?
There's a lot of it now. And, you know, where 10 years ago that wasn't the case. But right now there's so much of an international flavor in the USHL and the North American Hockey League. And, no, I mean, that's the global world we're living in right now. There's no secrets anymore. Everybody's tuned into college hockey. They're tuned into junior hockey over here. And it all depends on what you want to do, you know, with your future. Everybody wants to do something different with their future. But if you want an education and you want to develop as a hockey player, it's a great option. And, you know, there's a lot of players over there. They want to stay in Finland. They want to stay in Sweden. And you can't blame them for that. So it all depends on what you want. And that's the beauty of where we're at right now in the sport of hockey. You can do whatever you want, and you can choose whatever you want because there's a lot of good options.
You ever been to Espoo?
Yep, many times.
What kind of a hockey town is it?
Well, it's just a suburb of Helsinki. It's a suburb. It's a nice suburb of Helsinki. And, no, it's a great hockey town. They got a great new rink there, and, you know, it's a cool place.
Vidi Mietinen's playing his 126th game tonight. He's been there, done that. There isn't much he hasn't seen, has he?
No, exactly. And, again, there's not much you don't see after your after your freshman or sophomore year in college. You've seen a lot.
What stands out about the Huskies in your mind?
Well, I mean, they're consistent. Speaking of consistency and inconsistent, they're very consistent on how they play. They play very good defense. They're very structured. They've got good special teams. And they've got some weapons. I mean, you're going to see two defensemen who are really offensive and who can really skate, and you got to keep an eye on 23 Pert, 4 Anhorn. You know, they got Mietinen who can shoot a puck. I mean, he's got 5 power play goals. They're 4 lines deep. They've got a lot of depth.
2 first place teams. You're in first place by points only, but you come to the rink, you look in the at the standings for the last 2 weeks, and you're at the top of the list. That means something, yeah, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, there's games in hand. There's a lot of things that play into it. But at the end of the day, yeah, it looks good. And let's just keep it. Let's stay there.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Your starting lineup's next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.